Okay, sir, we are recording. If you'll state your full name and title for the record, please.
State Senator David Pierce, Senator for the 21st Senatorial District.
Well, Senator, first of all, thank you for spending some time with us this afternoon. I understand that House Bill 1490 is set to take effect tomorrow. Let's begin by, I want to allow you the chance to tell us a little bit about that bill, if you will, please.
Well, most legislation was passed during the legislative session and signed by the governor. It goes into effect on August 28th. And House Bill 1490 is no exception. This deals with new education standards for the state of Missouri. And August 28th, that will go into effect. And what that basically does, it establishes the ability to have groups to come up with new state standards, the number of people that will serve on those groups, and also the subject matter of which they'll be talking about.
So, Senator, I understand that we're kind of out there searching for these Missourians that are willing to step up and take a leadership role. Tell me what type or what type of experience you're looking for.
Well, we're looking for parents, first of all, parents who have a passion about their son or daughter's education. And so some of the slots that need to be filled are to be designated by parents. Then we also have those who are teachers, those that are from certain aspects. It could be administration. From career and tech, from professional sports and education for a while. And then we have certain content areas, English, math, science, social studies. So there's a lot of different areas that people can volunteer to serve on. And then we have two different work groups. One would be from kindergarten through fifth grade, and then a separate group will then be sixth through 12th grade. And so we would have a group that would study English, math, science, and social studies for 6th through 12th, as well as from kindergarten through 5th.
Senator, if you had to summarize what the goal is of this effort, what would you say?
I think the goal is to allow proper input from parents and from professionals about Missouri standards. I think that was one of the criticisms about Common Core, that it was that some people felt they did not have the opportunity for proper input, and this will allow that. And so what I would encourage is if anyone is interested in serving on those, to submit your name. I know that on my website at senate.mo.gov, www.senate.mo.gov, and then you click on my name, David Pierce, on our website, we have a place where if someone wants to volunteer for those committees, they can. And if they do that, then we'll certainly submit their names. Now, what will happen is the State Board of Education will actually have the final determination on who sits on those, but they've got to have the nominations to begin with. And so if anyone is interested, they can do that, and then they will be considered for that. Now, if a person is not actually chosen, all the meetings, of course, will be in public with proper notification. There will be media there, so there is a good way to follow through. Even if you're not one of the people that's chosen for those slots.
Senator, talk to me a little bit, if you will, about the timeline, if there is one at this point. How soon do you see some action or some discussion of what's coming out of these groups?
Well, the hearings must start within 30 days of the work groups being convened, and then there has to be another one 6 months after the first hearing. Now, these are just minimum, okay? They can meet much more often than this. And then they have to get their final report to the legislature and to other interested parties. They have to be done by October 1st of 2015. And so they'll basically have a year. They'll start by October 1st of this year, 2014, and we'll go till October of 2015. So we're looking for some people who have a passion, who care, and that but willing to roll up their sleeves. This is not going to be easy. It's going to take a lot of work.
You speak of passion, and I know education happens to be one of your passions. Do you think that this is the appropriate move as we move forward with education?
Well, I thought House Bill 1490 was a great compromise. It allowed the idea of having state standards to continue to move forward, and yet at the same time allowed folks that felt that the Common Core was going too much too fast without having proper input. So I think we married both sides together very well. And, you know, people will have a chance to become involved. Might not everyone like the final product, but at least people will have a chance to be engaged in the process and will feel like they had a say-so in the new education standards for Missouri.
And that's so important. Well, Senator, I'll place a link on our website to your website so we can direct people there. Anything else that you would like to add today, sir?
Well, this is just a huge bipartisan compromise that I think legislature listened and decided to act on that. And so I think in the long run, the state will be best served by that. And at the same time, those teachers who had already started to gear up for Common Core, I don't think their work will be lost. And I do think that this is a step forward that's good for our state.
Well, Senator, we look forward to hearing from you as we progress through the next year. Thank you for your time today.